Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Bert Folsom is our guest, Dr. Bertram W. Folsom, author of New Deal or Raw Deal, also co-author of FDR Goes to War. Go to Bert Folsom, B-U-R-T Folsom, .com and find all the things that Bert does and his work. And of course, his college, his employer is Hillsdale College, hillsdale.edu, right, Bert?
Another place. Hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale takes no federal aid, Jim. Yeah. Not a penny of federal
Pretty
aid.
Pretty darn unique in the world. So we're talking about, it's April 15th, we're talking about the taxes, income tax, the history. We've been talking about the history of it. We talked about where we are now. Right now we've got a progressive tax system that the politicians play with. It's interesting, Bert, that when we have increases, those have sunsets. I'm sorry, when we have cuts in taxes, those have sunsets that they put on them, but when we have increases, they don't have sunsets. What do you think?
Well, I think that's it's typical. It's what you expect from the political class, and there is always a sense among those in office, except for a few, but most of the politicians in office see their job is increasing their power, and the power increases mm-hmm. when the taxes increase, because when the revenue increases, their power increases, their leverage increases, and that's what they want.
If you
the founders,
if you were running for president, if you were running for president, Bert, right now, on a tax policy platform, what would you be espousing?
Well, I agree with you, Jim, with flat tax. What you said in the last segment. The issue would be, of course, where we would put it and what the exemption would be, and we'd have a good discussion. And with an exemption and with a flat rate, I think that would resolve many problems. And it would actually we would end up with more revenue under such a system because
right.
the incentives would be the more you earn, the more you get to keep,
mm-hmm.
and on a bigger scale than we have now. Whereas with the progressive tax, you have all sorts of incentives at a certain point deflect your income.
It disincents investment in entrepreneurship. A progressive tax does. So, one of the big things about the flat tax and deductions, if you have more than just the family type deductions, many people believe they shouldn't have any deductions. No house, no mortgage deductions, no interest deductions, that kind of thing. If you're really going to have a true flat tax, don't monkey around with deductions other than for your family. You know, in other words, we don't want to be to harm the poor disproportionately. So maybe a four gets, you know, $50,000 or $40,000, whatever, of deductions. Other than that, many people think they shouldn't have anything else. It should be simple. Steve Forbes says, fill it out in a 3x5 card.
Yes, that's good. The danger here is that you lose the deductions and eventually you lose the flat tax.
Right.
But what happens is you have a major emergency, and
yeah.
in the emergency you get the progressive tax back, the exemptions are gone, and the progressive tax is back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how you can stop that because
mm-hmm.
Congress, you know, you have a war, you have something real.
But doesn't that happen like it has happened in that you have a war and you raise your taxes and but then comes along, next thing you know, somebody says, okay, well, let's exempt this and let's exempt that. And over time, we're back to where we are now.
That's the danger. You'd be exactly back to where we are now, only without any exemptions. So,
which is one of the reasons why many people like the consumption taxes, right?
Yes.
I like the philosophy, I like the logic, the math of a consumption tax, but I don't like the fact that if you don't repeal the 16th Amendment, you're going to have two taxes invariably.
Right. You're looking at the political, the art of politics here is absolutely critical because you're never going to be, it's going to be very difficult to get rid of the income tax and get the consumption tax in at exactly the same time. And if you end up with an income tax and a consumption tax, you're likely to have both of them going together and never get rid of the income tax.
Right. Well, and that's exactly right. And that's what concerns me is if we could repeal the 16th Amendment tomorrow and start day after tomorrow with a value added or a even though I don't like value added because it puts an extra burden on small businesses.
It does. Value added, that's a damaging tax.
But a national sales tax, if we could do that the next day, I probably would be more. Although Bert, that can be raised too, right?
It could.
They started out low in Europe, and now the average is 19%.
And they can choose to exempt some things and not others.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah.
Can be,
why don't we just abolish all taxes? Wouldn't that be the best way?
That sounds good. That's a good way to conclude an April 15th.
Exactly. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Bert, for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Bert Folsom, a great American, ladies and gentlemen. He's the resident historian of our brain trust, and we won't do without him. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.